And our next reader is Kemeny Babineaux. After the 6 o'clock news has been delightfully confusing readers since Book Thug released it in 2009. Honestly, you've no idea how many emails we get from people telling us that the printers screwed up on the front, because if you've seen it, it has the number 6 and then the letters IX. So anyway, it wasn't, it was quite deliberate. But each time we'd laugh to ourselves, ha ha ha, remember Jay wrote this, and hit the delete button. Please welcome Kemeny Babineaux.
Hello. A short history of the Vagina Eiffels. A history of the Vagina Eiffels is a tall tale, bolted stiffly and rammed in a chamber of Vagina Johns. Despite deep angst and angina trifles, the steely tapered ballistic flags not, and poor unloyal Anne of Princesses, how her holy glowing pajamas stifle sleep, with infrared camp beatings of queens, fully glutting clumps in their gullets. Now the sniper snuffles where the mark is lain, and no one turns up aside from puppets, where gunfire is popping corn until your head explodes. Does everybody remember Rob Ford? This I wrote when the story first broke about the alleged video, whether there was a video or not, and there were rumors that there was a, on the 17th floor of the apartment building where he would go for some of his crack smoking. Somebody was shot in the leg there, and then there were rumors somebody else was killed somewhere else. So, little poem about that called Crack Shot. Shot in the 17th leg on the floor, shot on the floor 17 times with a leg, shot through the floor 17 times, crack, crack, like that, blows from a pipe 17 times. Who saw the video? Crack through glass on the floor, cracked lives for a mayor, shot with a phone 17 times. Media has the message. Who ought to be in jail? Mopping the floor. The mayor needs to come down. He's away too high on the 17th floor, shot by shot without truth. And there the boy lies, and there the boy lies dead. In this poem, there's something called a Kardashev scale, which is kind of a long-term look at civilization, and saying that the level one of the Kardashev scale would be if you were able to harness all the energy of the planet. So it would require extensive use of fission, I believe. And level two would be if you harnessed all the power from your sun, and then level three would be of your galaxy. So, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that anyway. Post-millennium blues. We're at zero on the Kardashev scale. Black is hot on a cold day, but the duck treadwheel never worked that well. Ducks like to stay in one place and not move doing it. After all, the earth already spins through space inside a globe of hot air. The garden grows from brown to green. It reaches up to shape itself as how to harvest a sun. I could carry a garden on my back, stay south in winter or keep under solar, and let stems tangle and roots stitch through layers of skin. I'll read a few from my Book Thug book. Yellow rain, sunshine. Sunlight slanting through lemon yellow sky, cool fossil drip, pollution in solution. So ill, the soil, le soleil, spoiled by oil, but oh, the sun's light. The unpatterning of weather we are under, the thunder in mid-winter with nothing like snow, to light up the earth. Krieghoff would find this another land, one that has slid further south. 5,000 years ago, summer had an extra month. It wasn't till late fall they moved to a winter house, the Laurentian archaic people, that is, who suffered from gum disease, arthritis, and various fractures caused by either aggression or accident. Robust, round-headed people, dying, toothless or wounded, how they enjoyed an extra month of summer for 1,000 years or so, it seems, from here. Trojan condoms. For when it's got the false gift inside the walls, and the horse cock is spilling men, blood, and pillage lod, to steal a king's daughter for the king, dong, king, dumb come, for king. And I'll close off with one more poem. This is a Windsor poem. Winds or song. Talk about sides of the border. Windsor in the rain, with one leg and a cut crutch to boot. Apartheid is in a class of its own, and then some, baby. At the Bobby House, give me a YMC, eh? Give me a haunted motive, or an auto motive for the Autobahn ban. Wear a kind of crank around your scalp, like gibbet irons for Yorick. This one's faced off Fort Detroit. Everyone knows war is worse than hockey. Take a look, back up, then down. There's a mighty big boat coming down the river, like a jail on the water, like a floating wall. Dip your finger in the ooze of a too soft maggot flesh. Blow your wad out the casino. Say Uncle Remus robbed us. The Lake St. Clair will rise above sea level like a prophet of no fish. This is a last resort. Stay and think what you want. There's always that smell, and the wind's a scar coming here. Thank you.